This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Okay, good job, Mike. Scrambling back there. Michael got it. You got it, man. It's been a stressful day back there with technology acting up, but Michael just hit a home run. Good job. Good job, man.
I prefer through a touchdown.
It doesn't
spiral.
Matter. That's fine. If you want to argue, with me on my compliments to you now, then we can do that.
Triple coverage.
Joining me now, Brooke Richards, Director of Strategic Communication for the University of Northern Colorado. Brooke, long time no chat. Always good to catch up with you, my friend.
Hey, how are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty good, and I saw this story in the Tribune by the wonderful Ann Delaney talking about lights and the Nottingham Stadium and all of that, and I thought, I'm going to text Brooke and see what's going on with this thing.
Yeah, we're super excited. We're hoping that we can make it happen. There's a lot of stuff that obviously needs to fall into place to make it work for sure to get lights in by this fall, but we're excited about it.
That's what actually was really... Really caught my attention was the fact that this could be potentially done by next fall.
Yeah, I think that our senior level administration, it's just always been on the back of their minds. Like, it's something we've always wanted. We're the only team in the Big Sky that doesn't have lights, so we're trying to really just align with the conference. And so I think that they were always trying to make it happen, and it's just whether or not they could get it to happen or not. And so I think they're kind of figuring out ways to really get it done.
And Brooke, I don't know, maybe you can't answer this, and if you can't, that's fine. But I always wondered, like, what was it? Was it just money? Was it, because you hear rumors, you hear, well, the neighborhood surrounding there wasn't crazy about lights. Maybe it was just money. What was the reason? Do you have the reason why we haven't had lights at this point? Is it just a money thing?
Yeah, honestly, like, I really don't know. I haven't been told. We haven't really talked about it. I think something that especially Darren is really big on is, like, private funding. The Empower Center, the new weight room that was built recently, that was all privately funded, and it just really helped us to take the ease off of, like, the financial burden. And it kind of makes it more of a community project rather than, like, a UNC project.
Brooke Richards joining us, Director of Strategic Communication for the University of Northern Colorado. So what Ann writes here is it's a $1.6 million project. And as you mentioned, this would be funded through private support and sponsorship revenue with no university money involved. Is now we're kind of just at that point where still trying to get some commitments confirmed at this stage?
Yeah, basically. So it's just a lot of, like, deadlines. So tomorrow, the Board of Trustees for the university is going to vote on it. And if that gets approved by them, then that's going to basically give us the green light to keep trying to get funding for it. The really big date that we need to hit is April 1st of this year. If the necessary commitments and approvals are not secured by April 1st, then it will be postponed. And then a new approval request would be required. So at least 50% of the funding must be received. If that gets approved, then 50% of the funding would be received by December 26th, and then the remainder would be December 2028.
Okay, so even if like, okay, people want to hold off a bid, it doesn't get approved by this certain time, that doesn't, it just means, hey, we can't start it next year, but we can get this thing rolling for the following fall.
Yeah, if they can get, it's like the same process, basically. I do think that the big thing in this current proposal is that it's kind of based on a June 2024 code compliant design, and it's got, like, supposed to assume construction in 26. So I think that if it gets pushed back another year, then they would have to come up with basically a new plan.
Wow. Wow. This is exciting. So to potentially have this ready to go by next fall, and if not, you know, maybe in the near future after that. Either way, it's really exciting because this has been a thing Bears fans have wanted, as long as I've been up here, and I know it's been a lot longer than that. I've been up here since 2005, but that's always been something. Just the idea to have the option to play night games at Nottingham Field.
Yeah, and there's so much that goes into it, so many benefits. It's really exciting that we're even to this point where we're, like, proposing it to the board. I think that that gives a lot of fans and donors and even, like, students, non-athletic students, a lot of excitement. Students really like that game day experience, and I think when it comes to, you know, like tailgating at 9 a.m. or at 3 p.m., like that makes a big difference. And if they want to come to the game or not, there's a lot more like activations we can do during the game, marketing wise. So it's really exciting. There's just a lot more benefits than kind of negatives at this point.
Well, and like a recruiting thing too. We were just talking about that earlier. I mean, a lot of the new guys that come to UNC, they're high school, you know, they just came from high school and they're used to playing under the lights. Typically, if you play high school football, you might play some Thursdays, your playoffs are during the day, Saturday, but most of your games, if you play high school football, are going to be Friday nights, of course, under the lights. So that, I would imagine, is another great selling point to come to the University of Northern Colorado.
Yeah, I think that would be huge for Coach Lamb and his staff to be able to add that. I mean, anyone who's been to a football game, like day or night, there's just a different energy at night. It's a lot more intense, it kind of feels. And it kind of helps, too, with, like, families and any fans that work during the day who aren't able to come to games but want to, like, strictly because they're all at, you know, 12 or 1 p.m. kickoff. They're not able to come. So I think that we'd be able to really expand our fan base with this.
Oh, no question. And how does that impact, if this does all get approved and everything's ready to go for the fall of 2026, I mean, does now I know with your schedule, like you don't have any of the times set yet. You have the dates set, but not the time. So potentially we could see Bears football under the lights next year.
Yeah, that's the hope for sure. We're trying to get it done, but there's no guarantees. So when we talk about it, it's like, if we do this. So we're definitely, it's kind of hard because we're essentially planning for two separate seasons. Just depending on if we were able to get the light project done or not.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to what you know. I'm looking forward to this happening. Of course, assuming that everybody wants to give this the green light and we can get cooking with this. I'm excited about it. But as you mentioned, the UNC Board of Trustees will discuss the project at. Did you say February 20th, Brooke?
Yeah. Tomorrow, I believe the meeting starts at 8:30, and then they kind of roll through that meeting all day voting on stuff. So
we should know tomorrow at some point then, right?
Yeah, if we get the green light to keep pushing through.
All right. Well, we'll be crossing our fingers here because I know as sports fans and I know what you do on the sports side, this would be really exciting for the football program and going forward. I think this would be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be huge, and Coach Lamb is super excited about the possibility, so we're all excited.
Hey, you got to be proud of Coach Lamb because he's not spilling the beans to me because we got in for the podcast this morning. I said, hey, what should we talk about? And he didn't bring it up, so I think he was probably like, hey, I don't know how much I can talk about just yet. So I'm guessing that'll be something for next week.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I am. He's like the most open coach that we have when it comes to media stuff, so I am proud.
Well, I appreciate you, Brooke. Keep up the great work, and we'll look to catch up with you down the road.
Thanks, Brady.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Brooke Richards, Director of Strategic Communication for the University of Northern Colorado. The $1.6 million project would be funded through private support and sponsorship revenue, with no university money involved. And so she said, like, Darren Dunn, athletic director, is big on getting privately funded stuff that's not a part of, if they have to take it out of their budget, that's when it gets more difficult. Yes, Michael.
Well, I was wondering, and I wish I had thought about this earlier, but if they were falling short of corporate sponsorship,
you got a few bones to throw at them?
Would they be open to adding crowdfunding?
Like anybody could just donate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, hey, we're going to put it up on one of these crowdfunding websites and see what the fans will do.
Through private support and sponsorship revenue. So private support would be, wouldn't that be anybody could
Yeah. I mean, you know, the PBS does that. You know, you could donate a certain amount. You get a UNC mug, donate a certain amount. You get a...
How much can I put you down for?
I don't have money.
Well, this is your bright idea. I figured you'd be the first one to donate. This is your idea.
I don't
idea.
Think it was my... I'm sure someone
this
else has
idea.
Come up with
first time
my,
I've ever
that
heard
idea
it. You
first.
Owe money to the Bears. You've already said it on the air. You owe money to them. They will be collecting soon.
All right. I think I have $5 in my wallet.
That'll get us going.
But I,
we're
$5
want a brick left
with my name by the field.
We're $5 left. Yes, I'm sure they would do that. Eastside Chris, is adjacent locker rooms to the field being considered? To my knowledge, no. Is that a future dream? Yes. But it took this long to do lights.
So the answer is no.
Well, I mean, what do you think would cost more, a locker room or lights?
I'm going to say locker room.
I think so. Yeah. So I think, unfortunately.
Unless you want to mash tent.
No, I could be wrong. And I'll, he said, Chris, I'll be sure to ask that to Coach Lamb next week on Football 52. Because that was, and I'll give you full disclosure here, that was Ed McCaffrey's vision. When I sat down, or rather stood out in the snow on the new field for 3 hours while it was snowing. I don't think he felt cold. I did. He walked me around and showed me everything that he wanted to do and was hoping to build here at UNC. And one of those things, because again, the new turf was during the Ed McCaffrey time, and for my knowledge, it was donors that he knew supported that cause. And when I was having conversations with Ed McCaffrey, next step was they wanted to get a locker room that was by the field so they didn't have to go across the parking lot and go in through the gym, and the visiting team wouldn't have to be on the other side of the gym. And again, their locker room doesn't, you can't have like a big team meeting in there. So they did it outside in the gym. So that would probably, that's the next dream, I would imagine. For this program is to have something like that. Yeah. What, Michael?
According to a website called School Construction News, a locker room could cost approximately $1,000 per locker or $10,000 per locker, depending on how
locker?
Big your school is.
Just the locker?
So if, say, you have like 80 players, they're spending like $10,000 per locker, I'm assuming that means the University of Texas has a $80,000 locker room.
Plus they're going to have their locker room, and it's not just going to be lockers, you know, it's going to be a nice
So they spent $80,000 on that.
They're going to have water, showers, you know, all that stuff into
heaters.
Yeah, so I would imagine that project is quite a bit more than 1.6, right?
Yeah, plus you have to, like, you have to reroute, you have to dig up some stuff, reroute water there.
Would that also come with making a visiting locker room, or do you say you guys can still walk across? But that sucks, because nobody wants to come here and play if they still have to walk across the parking lot to go to their locker room.
Yeah, I would say that comes with a visiting locker room, but you spend $500 instead of $1,000. By the way, that $1,000 is for Division II, so I'm guessing you're looking more
and
like $2,000.
It's going to be nice, you know. If you're going to do it, it's going to be a nice, somewhat nice. I'm not talking about making it like the Broncos or the Nuggets locker rooms that
no,
look like
no,
just
you're,
hangouts.
You're not going to have Texas,
but you're going to have. It's going to be okay and comfortable. And you're going to have showers and toilets and all that stuff. So that's going to be a pretty hefty bill that they would also have to get private support and sponsorship revenue from.
Yeah, they'll definitely.
Mysterious is probably around $10 million to get it done up right. So if we can't get 1.6, if it takes forever to get 1.6. Now again, depends on who you believe. Mysterio, maybe you even know more than me on this. I always heard mixed things. It was the money, but it was also the surrounding neighborhood.
I've heard both.
That didn't want lights there. So clearly the surrounding neighborhood is cool now. And they're like, yeah, it's fine.
I would see if
maybe
it was
those
me.
People died off and there's new owners in the houses. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. That's cool.
If it was me, I'd say there's this thing called curtains.
Dude, we live,
and there's this thing called
I live right by the Timnath High School, the new one. It's awesome. And it's so freaking cool to go out into my backyard and see the lights up, and I can hear the PA guy, and if there's a touchdown. It's so cool, man. And they're done by, like you said, they're done by 9:30 on a Friday night for a handful of weeks. It's cool, man. And everybody in my neighborhood, even if they're not football fans, they all seem to kind of like it.
Yeah, there are more people around Canvas Stadium than there are going to be at UNC's field. I'm sure the people at Canvas Stadium probably have more of a beef than the people in that neighborhood in Greeley. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. It's only 6 weeks.
The people at Canvas, though, they were more, people around there were more concerned about their early morning practices when they blare the music, which I can see that being kind of sucky.
Yeah, especially with the type of music they're probably playing.
Well, either way, you can't always hear it word for word, but if it's bass and yeah, that kind of stuff. 11:50 the time. Mysterio says, if surrounding neighbors can deal with UNC hill sledders, they can deal with the lights. Yeah, I mean, come on. It's not that big a deal. Let's get it done. Why don't we want cool things in Greeley? To those neighborhoods that were like, I don't want lights here. I don't want the Eagles here.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I fear change. Let's make it a small town. I want four people to be here.
I'm kind of half that way I do like the small town feel. I also I also understand the need to develop and get bigger and have more things.
Go move to a small town if you don't like. Greeley's been a big town for a long time, and it was only going to get bigger.
Been big ever since I moved here in 2001.
And you moved here in 2001. If you did any kind of research, you knew this thing was going to blow up.
I did zero research whatsoever. Well, my research was Ames Community College is right over there.
11:51 the time. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The best high school basketball coverage in the state. We are Northern Colorado's voice and your preps leader. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.